with the pledge?
Yes, if you please rise and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, can we have roll call? Yes.
Yes, here.
How much do you guys think?
But they are sold out everywhere.
Steve, can you hear us?
No.
Oh. Hi, this is Valerie. Are you? We can't.
Are we taking the roll?
Yes.
Mr. Chair?
Valerie, can you hear us?
Barely. Now I can, but if you're taking roll, I couldn't hear anything.
We weren't taking
roll. I can't hear anything either.
Okay. Okay.
I can hear you, Steve.
Hang on. We'll start again.
You want me to restart? Okay. I'll restart from the beginning. Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Here.
Director Yeo? Director Tran? Director Nguyen?
Here.
Director Amezcua?
Present.
Director Jung?
Present.
Director Meeks? Director Sheldon?
I'm here, yes.
Director Bilodeau? Present. Okay, you do have a quorum of your committee.
Okay, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
We do not.
Okay. Hang on just a second, sorry. Visitor participation, do we have anybody who wants to speak? We'll listen. All right, anybody online? Anyone want to speak? Okay, I don't see any. All right, moving on to the consent calendar. Can I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. We have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green.
Yes.
Director Wigan.
Yes.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Jung.
Aye.
Okay, that motion carries with 5 yes votes.
All right. So moving on to item 14, which is Bookie Oren Global Water Technologies Professional something. I can't get to it yet.
Yeah, Madam Chair. So we've had a contract with Bookie Oren for 4 or 5 years. I forget the exact amount. Mike Marcus brought him in initially. And last year, when we renewed this contract, the committee had some questions about exactly what Mr. Oren does for us. And so I thought this year I would invite him to come here and meet the committee, to meet the board, and give a presentation on his company and what they do. He lives in Israel, so he flew over. I'm sure he's got some other clients he'll see on his flight over here, but it was very nice of him to come over, and we have he has a presentation to give to the committee.
Welcome.
Thank you. You know, I've been in many boards, but every time it's very excited because at the end of the day, I know that there's a lot of responsibility to be there. And thank you for the opportunity and for the support, John, to bring me over. And I'll be happy to give all answers. So, we are working with the...
I'm so sorry, Mr. Chairman. I can't hear anything.
Okay, so can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Try it again.
Can you hear me?
Barely, yes.
One moment.
Yeah, I've got you loud and clear on my end.
So yeah, you don't have to be like closer to it like you are right there.
Like this?
Yeah.
I hope that they can't look me in the
way. I know it's tough, but.
Okay. Okay. So I'll repeat on something that was very important for me. It's thank you for the opportunity to invite me to share with you what we are doing for the last many years in the global water sector and in the water arena in particular. So I'm here for a few decades. I choose to join the water sector only when I was more than 40. So I moved from the water sector, from the high-tech industry to the water sector. So many people born in the water sector, I choose to be here because I see that there is a lot of mission in this sector. I was the executive chairman of a company called Mekarot, is the Israel National Water Company. And then I retired and moved back to the private sector. For a few years, I deal with improving something called I2I, stand for innovation to implementation. And I, of course, all the time I heard about OCWD, but when we came to, after a lot of requests from PUB and LADWP to develop something else of knowledge exchange between utilities, that was the time when Mike Marcus said, okay, I'm interested to do it. And almost OCWD was the first to join this network that we built since 2020. And this, I hope that the people from remote hear me, because again, I have to do something very... Okay. So what we built is a network of utilities. That is a unique service that no one else gave it to the other world. Orange County was among the first six utilities. We are not engaged with any vendor or any consulting engineer. We just deal with knowledge exchange between utilities. Until now, so our network begins from PUB of Singapore all the way to Honolulu. But in between the largest utility in the Netherlands, Israel, Greece, and many in the U.S., all the way from Tampa Bay Water to New York City, to Chicago, to Southern Nevada, to Tucson Water. And so the beginning was idea of let's remove vendor and consulting engineer out of the discussion and discuss only on subject of that are relevant to utilities, so we will create something very reliable. Since the beginning, and yes, Orange County was at the beginning, we had more than 240 knowledge exchange like this. That again, with no commercial interest. But again, a lot of knowledge. We are recording all this knowledge and create a digital platform to generate information from this reliable information that, again, is neutral from any information, any commercial information, and generate a specific information only based on exchange from utility talking to utilities. For example, last week we shared with Roy, your hydrologist, a report about management of groundwater, only information coming out from utilities from around the world. And again, if something is of his interest, he can go to listen to the conversation and initiate conversation with the specific utility around the world. So the process is, again, you begin, and we improve the process during the year. At the beginning, you know, it took a lot of time until we built the system. But currently, when you identify something that is of your interest, we generate to see if there is other agency that already deal with it. We provide the general information. Your people can review it and then identify if something is of interest, and then we can initiate a conversation with the other utility, because nothing here is science fiction. Very important that whenever we know that something is of your interest, and because it's a global network, we will notify you if something new will happen in Singapore or in Honolulu or in Tampa Bay about something that is of your interest. So this is the network in extend all the time. But let's move to talk about what we did here. So as I mentioned, more than 240 conversations. By mid of October, there will be more than 260 conversations between utilities. Orange County Water District were involved in 30 of this conversation. And I would like to say something about Orange County. You have a great global network. Your reputation is almost second to none. So again, to work with you is challenging, because everyone know you, you know everyone, and then to find something that brings marginal service to you is not so trivial. Nevertheless, we succeed in creating relationship or conversation with seven different countries. I remember Mehul sitting with me in Sydney Water, talking about predictive maintenance, their solution on predictive maintenance. So we have a conversation with Berlin, in Germany, in the Netherlands, in Italy, and in four states here in the U.S. on a variety of items, all the way from, I see here, of course, Megan and Jason, on PFAS and predictive maintenance and groundwater management and cybersecurity, everything that is relevant to the agency. There were a few workshops that we facilitate for the agency, one with POB that initiated the MOU that exists now. Again, there was old MOU between the agency and POB, but we initiate the current relationship. And another workshop is daily sanitation, as the city, the big city, Los Angeles, not have a clue what to do with their huge reuse water. And we were happily the facilitator of a workshop of the city here in OCWD, an introduction of many technologies during the years. And maybe I give an example from the last year that is related to the ball activities. So we try to be very proactive. As I say, you are unique, you are good. But we are all the time trying to see how we bring you value. So we saw in one of your ball protocols, and again, I'd like to say something important about what you are doing here. We saw that you begin to be concerned about land subsidence. So it was mentioned in one of your conversations. No one asked us about it. And then we approached to John, said, yes, that's something important. And then we saw that in Tucson Water, they developed in the last 20 years a very interesting approach and almost solved this problem. So then we initiated a conversation between John and the director of Tucson Water. Then we had a K2I meeting. I think it was last June, between Tucson and OCWD, all the relevant people from the agency. This conversation, you can analyze it. What is the outcome? And I think that we learned from Tucson about their program is something that will save money, because you don't need to reinvent the wheel. They are the example, and it was not something in the history. Now it's for you to consume. And thank you for everybody in this room that was initiated the subject and gave us the opportunity to deal with it. And again, when I'm talking about a relationship that we only try to build a long-term relationship and then not try to improve those. So again, when we build a relationship with POB, and you assign them, accept them, and you continue the relationship with them, we are now in process to build relationship with the largest water utility in the Netherlands. It's very important to understand that, yes, OCWD is one of the best, if not the best, utility dealing with PFAS groundwater management in the U.S., but there are others that they are good. For example, in the Netherlands, so we create a relationship with the largest water utility in the Netherlands. There are two tracks that are working, one on PFAS and one on groundwater management. At the beginning, it took us time to identify what we can learn from them. Sorry, Hayden. My voice is not all the time like this, but I am very excited here. I see it as an opportunity. And we will have two additional meetings with Vitens, again, the largest utility in the Netherlands. We seek great access to all the resources of the European community. Next conversation will be around water on September, and another conversation on November on PFAS issue, items that Jason and Megan identified. And again, we don't want to spend time, but on specific items, two agencies try to see if there is any development in other areas, again, can save time and money. Another activity, and I have only two slides, and that's I will be open to conversation, an event that will happen next month in Chicago, but it will be a virtual event or hybrid event. So again, Mule and Megan will be there, and maybe other people. So we create a session, 8 different sessions on emergency, on reuse water, on workforce development, between agency that will meet with them, between themselves. Everything will be recorded. It's a variety of items that is important. No one else do it. And again, Mehul and Megan, again, for example, emergency preparedness for emergency, to think, to learn from other agencies how they do it. That's a good item. And again, all the information later on be uploaded to the information so people that will not be part of the session, we can continue to generate the information. So in principle, this is my last slide. And I would like to say, honestly, I began to say, I do believe. But we believe that the K2R platform has demonstrated its commitment and ability to complement the strong network of OCWD. Again, I would like to emphasize, you are good. I think that we bring additional value. Again, try to support you to be the best. And mainly, not, again, I give you the ability not to reinvent the wheel. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do we have any questions or comments? Don't see any.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
I wanted to get some feedback from the staff in terms of how much you've utilized this program, and because I have to gauge if it's a worthwhile expenditure or not.
I'll go first. Director Bilodeau, I think, as Bookie mentioned, one of the ways that we've been active is on PFAS, and I think we've spoken to Tucson Water, Mikarot Israel, and Vitens in the Netherlands, specifically on PFAS. And I think personally for me, the biggest thing I've been able to take away from that is understanding some of the regulatory approaches in the EU for PFAS or drinking water that are coming up, having a greater awareness and understanding of those. Because as we talk to the folks in the state in California, as they kind of look to their long-term way of how they may regulate PFAS, they've alluded to an interest in some of the approaches in Europe, and that's informing their thinking. And so that's been helpful for me to just to understand some of the pathways the state may be going down to the extent they choose to draw from some of the European examples, as we sort of see that regulatory development. So that's put me in a, you know, personally in a better position to sort of understand that, and gain my insight from the folks in Europe who are kind of dealing with that now. So that's one thing I've definitely gotten from it.
Yeah, so for myself in particular, and water production, our other staff is Bookie Orin's brought to us some technologies and in talks with other utilities like Sydney Water and Mecro and City of Milwaukee and Sewerage Works and others about new preventative maintenance techniques. So we've been introduced to some new technologies. We've trialed out a few ourselves. So far we haven't found, you know, a silver bullet, so to speak, of technology that would, you know, improve upon what we're doing now, but we want to be up to date on what's out there. So being involved does expose us to what other utilities, including ones with larger distribution systems and bigger infrastructure than even OCWD has with GWRS and our recharge system, on what's the, you know, the state of the technology that's out there today, particularly with the emphasis now on, you know, artificial intelligence and digitalization of O&M data and analyzing it in ways that may help you improve the overall O&M of the treatment facility itself. That's mainly what our involvement's been.
Yeah. Well, just to add, in general, we think it's just kind of a good practice to be routinely meeting with other utilities around the world, just to see what's happening out there and to verify we're operating in the most efficient manner. Some of these large plants, admittedly, it's hard to quantify all the benefits that Bookie brings. And when I became general manager, I actually reduced his contract from 90,000 to 60,000 because I had some questions, but I'm at 60,000. I was very comfortable recommending this to the board to continue our relationship.
Megan, do you have any comments?
Sure, I can just add that to me, it's kind of a due diligence exercise. It's so easy for a utility to kind of be siloed, especially when there's limited like conference travel budget, for example. But the virtual space opened up with the pandemic kind of changed everything. And we can have easier access to other utilities, but we're not going to necessarily do that by ourselves. For example, now I have a relationship with someone at V10s that we brought into one of our research proposals that we got for PFAS, where he's going to act as a technical advisor. So it's just a way to build relationships and due diligence and see what others are doing, kind of taking advantage of that virtual meeting span. And then they've added this digital component of, you know, if the meeting happens one time, it's a one-time thing, but it's being recorded. So, and like put into transcripts and can be searched like with AI type tools. So it's kind of interesting to see how the effort we're doing one-on-one with different utilities can maybe translate into more of an archive, future use by other members of the group. So that's kind of an interesting experiment.
Madam Chair?
Dina Wynn. Yes, Director Wynn.
I like how staff is being proactive in looking at different alternatives and new technology. But I'm very reserved when it comes to utilizing companies, collaboratives outside of the U.S. And especially, we're not familiar with this type of technology, at least I'm not. I would like to have more time to learn about the technology from staff and also to learn a little bit of background regarding the company that we're collaborating with. And that's kind of just my two concerns. I would like more time for research and understanding what is it this company is offering. And I want to also thank our guest for a presentation. It was very informative. However, it's summarized. And if they could collaborate with us before we enter into any agreement, give us a little bit more info. That's all I have to say.
Director Sheldon? Director Sheldon?
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. So my I have quite a few questions. I guess first for John. John, do we have a travel budget that the board has approved, or is it sort of on a case-by-case basis?
No, we do have a travel budget for staff to attend conferences.
What is that? How much is that?
I'd have to, I don't have it off the top of my head.
Okay. And then that's fine. And then can you tell me what have been like specific implemented benefits where we have, you know, had cost savings from this program or new technology that we've implemented from the program?
Yeah, I don't know if we have a specific benefit. I can tell you with the Tucson work that we did, and this came out of, we were talking about increasing the operating range of the groundwater basin. Right now we go down to minus 500,000 acre feet. And we call that the floor. And we're looking at maybe going down to minus 600,000 acre feet, minus 700,000 acre feet. And so if we do overdraft the basin more, then you got to be concerned with subsidence. And so it's a very technical area of work. There's few experts. The technology is difficult to use. And so meeting with Tucson showed us, we could just kind of copy what they're doing. They brought in the USGS to help out. And so how do you quantify how much money we saved from visiting with Tucson and maybe copying how they're doing their subsidence work? I don't know. Maybe they kept us from going down a wrong path. But so I admit to the committee, it's hard to quantify the value of some of what Bookie Warren does for us. And but we've talked about this when we talk about the research group. You know, we spend $60 million a year operating GWRS, all the electricity, the chemicals, the membranes. And if we could find a way to extend the life of the membranes, find a way to increase how much water we squeeze through the membranes, reduce the power, reduce the chemicals, there's a lot of potential for big savings. But that has not happened yet with our relationship with Bookie Orn, but perhaps it would in the future.
Okay, thank you. So I have a couple more questions. So we've spent it's been 4 years at 90,000, so $360,000 so far, and we're looking at another 60,000. And I do see some things here, but I'm wondering, I mean, this is the first that I've really learned about this program. And so it's new information to absorb, and I wish we'd been brought into the loop. And I know that's not necessarily you're doing, Mr. General Manager. And not that it was personal or anyone's intentionally not doing that, but how many, there mentioned that the Chicago meeting was hybrid, and which means that there could be participation or virtual observing live of that event. And how many of those have occurred in the past like that?
Looking at me, who are
I guess that could be for our speaker who did do a good job. Maybe he would know that.
Yes. I can support this. This event will be the second of its type. The first one was last year during the Singapore International Water Week, and John was participated as a speaker.
I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry again. I try to be mild. Okay, so first of all, I would like to give a few answer to a few of the questions. First of all, this will be the second event like this. The first one was last year during the Singapore International Water Week. John was a speaker in this two sessions. All the information that was generated there, as Megan mentioned, is part of the digital portal. So everyone in the agency, very important to say, everyone in the agency have access to this information. Now, regarding few other examples, not only the subsidence, regarding the first question, so Megan and Jason asked
If I just interrupt you, I want to go. I have other questions before you make that point. If you mind, if I continue with my question, sir.
Yes.
And by the way, I want to agree with my colleague, Dina Director Nguyen. You did a great presentation, and I learned a lot from it, and I appreciate it. But I'd like to kind of get my questions out, and then maybe folks can respond. Please. So, Jason, you'd mentioned the Netherlands and PFAS, and you know, can you just give us more specifics on exactly what it is they're doing differently and how we're learning from that?
Sure, Director Sheldon. As the state of California has suggested, in the long term, they may want to regulate PFAS in drinking water, not one by one, but as something of a group. and using certain aggregate measures or adding up the, you know, the levels of multiple PFAS and comparing those to a regulatory standard. And the EU has gone down that path, and utilities like B10s are having to navigate that and understand that. And so just getting their perspective on how that's gone there, how the regulations have been developed, and some of the, you know, the pros and cons of those approaches, I think has just made it easier for us to dialogue with the state as they're going down, you know, perhaps a similar pathway here.
Thank you. Okay. I had another one I don't recall, but I'll remember. So thank you, Madam Chair, for my questions.
Director Wigand.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, is this a just an annual contract? So we'll come back to this a year from now at 60,000 again. Yes. That would be the process. I was kind of looking at this prior to the meeting, you know, kind of wondering if there was value to it. You know, I appreciate staff, you know, answering honestly. It kind of seems like there's a little bit of value. Do you kind of think, though, that we're entering a new phase here, that, you know, GWRS is online, or more of the teacher, you know, now we're the experts versus needing to learn more from others? Are others coming to us more so than we going to them? You know, where kind of are we at in the future moving forward? And do we see like a lifespan to this type of program? Do you think this is something we should do forever? Or do you think this is something that we're kind of entering final phases of and we should move more? I get it. Collaboration is always good and partnerships are always good, but you know, just trying to find the quantitative value.
I'm sorry, I can't hear anything that's being said.
Sorry, Director Omezcua, can you hear me better now?
Barely. I don't know what's wrong with the sound, or is it just me? Steve, can you hear them?
I can hear you. Director Omezcua, I just had asked staff, you know, to add some additional input.
Go ahead and start, Jason. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say, and I think Bookie would tell you that in our interactions, we are contributing a fair bit of our knowledge and expertise to those utilities. I think, you know, others are certainly getting value from our participation. But as highlighted by Mr. Oren and, you know, by Mayhul, there are things that get brought to us for us to consider and look at. I think we've trialed some ideas that a few ideas that have come to us and decided maybe not to implement them, but at least we know now that we understand certain technologies that can, you know, help us run the plant. I think consistent with what John said, I think this is kind of like an annual assessment. I think we sort of, you know, go through the year, see what the outcomes were, see if we're still getting value and make a decision, you know, on an annual basis is what I'd suggest.
Yeah. And I was thinking we could provide details If the committee wants to move forward next year, we could provide all the details of what we did with Mr. Oren. And next year we could assess, oh, do we want to continue? You can see exactly what happened this past 12 months. And then every year we can assess, is it worth continuing their relationship?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think coming into this, you know, fairly new director, I'm really clueless to a lot of the stuff in here. And I think this has just been a consent calendar item over the years. So this is kind of the first time I've been able to engage in discussion with it. So I think Director Sheldon brought up some good points. Director Bilodeau, I think staff has kind of guided me to say, I think we're okay, but I do want to probably see a little bit more deliverables, you know, the next time that this comes forward. I think that would be important for us to know, you know, what we're getting out of it.
Anybody else? I'm excited about this.
Madam Chair, if I may, or someone else already in front of me?
That's all right. Go on.
Thank you. So is this like a loose net association of agencies? Do they all pay similar amounts? Are we paying less than others? Is there like a budget of the total program provided? Or is that really, I mean, you're really not our business, which I respect as a business person. This is what you're doing. So I'm just wondering how is this organized? As because it feels to me, just in over the years we've been a donor agency imparting a lot of information to many others. It's good that we're getting something back, but is there like a set number of agencies that are participating with you, sir?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. First of all, it's all the member, it's alliances with agencies that pay, you can call it a subscription fee, annual subscription fee. It's because and many of the utilities approach it as a subscription because no one else around the world give these services. That's one. The amount is higher than you pay. It's because, again, when John negotiated with me last year, he removed, in average, the amount is 100K per, if for 3 years engagement, and 120 per 1 year. So in principle, you pay less in average. But again, it's I'm the owner of the company, so I have the right to negotiate. And because, again, Orange County is important for us, so we get this engagement with Orange County. With your permission, if I have another for the new director to give another three examples of benefit that was generated, and maybe it will give answer from the past. So there was a question about reviewing of technologies. So there was a PFAS technology dealing with bioassays that Jason just mentioned, and we get information from the Dutch how they evaluate these technologies. So that was exchange of information between two utilities without any involvement of the vendor. So I think that the decision like this is important. When we are talking with Mehul about area of predictive maintenance, so how you evaluate if one of the pumps is failed. So all this process to avoid any failure in one of the pumps. So that was a way that we discussed many times with Mehul. The agency made a pilot on this. Again, how you quantify the value. Again, at the fact the awareness to know that what other is doing is important. And I would like the last part is an issue of recovery rate, exchange or ongoing exchange with PUB on their way on recovery rate of your system and their system is something that, again, even the fact that you are doing, knowing that not incidentally, because currently there is an ongoing exchange between you and Singapore on a specific item that really affect your energy energy bill is something that, again, even if you improve it in 1% or 2% based on ongoing exchange, is something that is significant. And it's but I think that your demand is, I would like to say almost, your demand is our command, you know, to give a full transparency and to have, you know, to share with you every year what are the tangible benefit of this, what is bring to you. But again, the exchange is really, you know, how much you save by avoiding a failure in pumps. It's something that it's, I don't know how to quantify it in dollars.
Any other questions? Okay. Personally, I'm excited by this. The idea of not having to reinvent the wheel and that you have people who are experts in different areas. That's why we go to conferences, so we can learn about things, so we can exchange, so we can share our information, but also receive information. So to me, this is just a perfect example of what we should be doing. Why reinvent the wheel, if somebody has something far more technologically advanced, why wouldn't we pick that up? If they've made mistakes, why repeat them? Why not just go on? So for me, this is perfect. When I went to Singapore, that was one of the things I was so impressed by, the just free exchange of information. Things that people we're interested in learning and doing the research on. And frankly, with that prize money, we came back and now we have research. And so to me, that's just absolutely important. I didn't realize Tucson had PFAS information problems. I didn't realize Nevada did either. I didn't realize, you know, going through, you know, reading this report, it was interesting that people all over the world, we all have sort of the same problems, and being able to learn from each other is exciting to me. So I would like to move the item.
I'll second it, but I just want to see some type of for the next time we review this in a year from now, I want to see kind of just the one pager that just says, you know, I had conversations here, this was productive, this wasn't productive, this, there was some cost savings, there was I just want to see some tangible results and some document that kind of highlights that. But I think there's value here. It's just, it's hard for me to see it from my lens, but I'm willing to give it another year just to see it more in layman's terms, I guess. Thanks.
You just want everything quantified. Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wygant?
Yes.
Director Wynn?
Yes.
Director Amezcua?
No.
Director Jung?
Wait, can I hear the motion again? Because I said I wanted more time, so I want to hear the motion, what we're doing on it.
It's the recommended action.
What? No. To move forward with it already?
Yes. Hello. Yes.
Okay, then I want to restate my vote, withdraw the yes, and for me to abstain at this time because I need more information and background.
Okay.
So can I make an amended motion, please?
Yes.
So I'd just like to make an amended motion to bring it back in 6 months for an update with some more information, as you had indicated, but I want tangible information, very clear. I'm not ready to vote yes on it today either. So my motion would be to bring it back in 6 months with additional information.
I would second the substituted motion.
Substitute motion. Well, I guess the question is, if it's an amendment, you'd have to accept the amendment.
Right.
Otherwise, substitute motion.
I took it as, I'm not accepting the, I took it as a substitute motion.
Okay. Was that your intent, Director Amezcua, basically substitute your motion for the motion on the floor?
That's correct.
And I'm substitute motion, so you'd address that first.
Right. But we had already started voting on this.
It's true.
See, that's
That's fine. But however, whatever is the right way to do it, Jeremy, but I'm a no vote. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. So what maybe.
If you've already started the vote, don't you have to finish?
That's a good point. That would be the typical protocol. Yeah, you finished the voting.
Let's finish the motion on the floor and then come back if you want. Okay.
Yeah, then I'll remend my my vote as well then and vote no, just for the fairness of Director Mesquita's request.
I'll restart the vote if that's okay with you, Chair Green.
Please.
Okay. Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wygant?
No.
Director Wynn?
No.
Director Amezcua?
No.
Director Jung?
No.
Okay, that motion fails with only one yes vote.
Yes.
But before Director Amezcua makes that motion, the contract is set to expire on November 1st. So do you think we could see instead of 6 months, maybe sometime in October, that would give you enough time to study that instead of 6 months?
I'm in support of that.
Okay. Then I would be in favor of that. Then the contract doesn't expire. Then we get some time for directors to get some understanding. Does that sound fair?
Come back at October WIC.
with a lot more detail.
Does October, this committee, Director Mezquel, work for you?
It works for me.
Okay. All right. Then make your motion.
Make a motion that this item return in October with additional information as requested by the board members.
And I'll second.
Roll call, Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wygant?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Mezquel?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
That motion does carry with 5 yes votes.
Okay. Moving on to award contract with Calvert Barrier Injection Wells Control Valve Project to Vicon Enterprise.
Yeah, Ryan Boulay will give this presentation. I just wanted to set it up. We've talked this spring about how we've actually dialed back the GWRS plant because we did not have anywhere to put all of the water that we could have been making. This project helps directly address that. This project would give us more injection capacity, roughly another 3 MGD of injection capacity. And then it would allow, right now, GWRS is making on average 115 million gallons a day. With this project and an extra 3 MGD of injection capacity, we could be making 118 MGD from the plant. So, so this is in response to kind of the conditions we've had this past spring, not being able to fully utilize GWRS.
Great. Well, thank you, Director Green. Thank you, John, for the introduction. I'm here to give you a little bit of a background on the Talbert 2024-2 project and request award of the project. So I'm going to start with a little bit of a background on the Talbert itself. All of these little green dots that you see are injection wells that prevent the inflow of salty water into the OCWD groundwater basin. These wells that are shown in the red box, these are what we call the legacy wells. These were the original injection wells built back in the late 60s, early 70s. They basically run along Ellis Avenue from our plant all the way out to right near Highway 39 in Huntington Beach. These two wells that are shown in the green box here, these are what we call hybrid wells. These were built just prior to the GWRS, I-24 and I-25. They're located on OCWD's property out in the plant, if you will. And then we have these wells in the blue boxes. These were all built more or less, during the GWRS construction, and these were built to accommodate some of that additional flow and then also stem some more of the saline water flowing in. So here's a photo of I-24 and I-25. If you've been out in the plant, you've probably seen them, just not really realized what they are. They are two injection wells that, from the top side, they look like the new wells, but they are a little bit different in that they have a flow control valve down in the bottom of the well. The original flow control valve has failed. It failed back in 2020. And since then, these wells have not been operational. So we've been losing about 3.7 MGD of groundwater injection due to that. So over on the right-hand side of the screen, you can see what's called a Basky valve. This is what we're proposing to install in place of the existing variable orifice valves. In order to do that, you have to remove everything in the well. They range from 200 to 300 feet deep, so you have to pull everything out of the well, completely disassemble everything you see in the photos on the left, install this one piece, put it all back together, and then upgrade the electronics to control these valves as well. As John mentioned, replacing these valves will actually increase GWRS output by 3.7 MGD. And the reason for that is the pipeline that flows up to Anaheim currently limits the amount of water we can put out. If we can inject the water here, then we'll be able to increase the output of the plant. So here's a little bit of background on the construction. We did advertise back in June 30th, released a couple of addenda for various questions. revisions of specs and received three very close bids. The engineer's estimate was about $3.5 to $3.8 million. So the bids are, we feel they're pretty good bids. The project was, low bidder was Vicon Enterprise. That's who we're recommending award to. The project was originally not budgeted in the R&R. That's because at the time the budget came out, this technology is a little bit of an unknown. So the budget at that point would have been a little bit of a guess. So staff elected to defer budgeting this until the award, just to make sure we had solid numbers and we weren't trying to, you know, overpromise and underdeliver. So here is the project budget, designed through contract construction with contingency, a total budget of about $3.6 million. And this will be funded by the R&R reserves. Just one note, you know, the 3.7 MGD that we'll be able to put in the ground with these wells equates to about 4,000 acre feet a year. So at our current, you know, current price for water, that is close to $4.5 million per year. So this definitely is a project that makes sense to complete from a fiscal standpoint. So with that, the staff recommendation is to receive and file notice of bids, ratify the issuance of the two addenda, accept and award the bid to Vicon Enterprises for $3.2 million, and then establish a total project budget of about $3.6 million. So, with that, I will take any questions that you have.
Any questions or comments?
Was the 3.6 close to what you think or what we thought it was going to be, or was it higher or lower? Or?
It was within the contract construction itself. Was actually very close to the engineer's estimate. The engineer's estimate at the bottom of the screen, about 3.5 to 3.8. So that was the engineer's estimate of construction costs. So fortunately, the overall project budget is even fitting within that range. So that's a little bit of a good news story.
Any other questions or comments?
I don't see any hands.
I'll make a motion.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay.
Roll call. Director Green?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
That motion carries with 5 yes votes.
Okay, we'll put everything on consent.
Except for the item, we're continuing.
That'll just come back. Okay, any directors' announcements or reports? Okay, general manager?
Nothing to report.
Hey, we are adjourned.